This is El Puente Podcast with
Kim,
Dave, and Michael. Conversations at the intersection of race, sexuality, religion, politics, art, music, and everything in between.
We're stronger when we build puentes to connect the POVs and POCs.
The new year is going to be a kick-ass start for me.
Good. 2020 is going to be an adventure.
Yes.
For everybody.
Yeah. I think all of us, right? Mm-hmm. There's like a lot on the horizon and stuff that we don't know that could be on the horizon. I think that's the most exciting part.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are being excited. I'm not excited about
No, because I know. No, you know what? Because this is what I think. My prediction is that, I hate to say this, but the election may not go as we want it to.
Please don't say that.
And the wrong people are going to be in office, and even the conservatives are going to live the absurdity that it's going to bring and hardship.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to be uprising, and we're going to have a full out revolution, and they will never do it again.
You heard it here first on El Puente Podcast 2020, when the revolution begins. We need it.
Yes.
Well, looking back at 2019, how would you guys sum up your years? How was it? By the way, you guys have figured out we're doing our Christmas special.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What'd you call me? And what do you guys think about 2019 as it comes to an end? What is your thoughts?
Wow, what a year.
Oh, you had a rough one. I'm sorry.
I have had a rough ass year. Yeah. But it's ending on a good note. I thought I may have breast cancer, and I don't.
Yay. Thank God.
I had a tumor that was removed. My surgery was very successful. My scar is healing very well. And I think that is very symbolic, you know, of my year. Like, I have been, like, brought to the brink, you know, of a lot of what can I take, what am I going to be able to endure, and I've made it through to the other side, and I'm ready to live a life that is focused on my needs and taking care of myself, the self-care.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are having hard years.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I think that it's kind of like a boot camp, like a training is getting us ready, maybe for this revolution you were talking about.
The revolution that's coming.
But yeah, I don't know if it's either going to be, it might not be like a revolution, but maybe people will just, you know, do like you're doing. And like, once they put their needs first, they're going to realize that a lot of things are keeping them from meeting their needs.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be about.
Let's hope.
Where people might be doing like we talked about and just saying, I ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do this and go on strike.
For me, the I guess it's because I'm such an empathetic person, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like just absorbing all the horrible things that are going on in the world,
yes,
world large,
mm-hmm, yes,
seems to have really just affected me this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking about climate. I'm thinking about the fact that migration is so crazy right now. What's going on at the border? You know, immigrants and everything. It's just, yeah. So I'm cautiously optimistic about 2020, because it could be the end of a certain spell in our country's history that definitely needs to come to an end. Or like you said, Kim, it could be the beginning of more horror. Stay tuned. We'll find out. But yeah, but in the meantime, we're going to celebrate Christmas. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does Christmas mean to you guys? What does this holiday season really, really mean to you guys when you distill it down?
For you, is it still the BBG? Baby Jesus?
BBG?
Oh, well, BBG? I BBJ. Think it's what... Baby
No, because that sounds terrible. That's why I didn't say BBG. BBJ.
That's so funny. No, it's symbolic of what I believe Jesus was supposed to represent, love and giving, and, you know, just being more conscientious of people around you and what they're going through. You know, like people do all these toy drives, and Christmas is a time of giving and love where you think outside of just your own family and you look at other people. And
yeah, no, people. I agree. Yeah.
Unless you watch television, then you get none of that. me, buy me stuff.
Well, there's Hallmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And Lifetime movies too.
Uh-huh. Well, what I see is like people always complain about like, oh my gosh, Christmas starts earlier every year.
Yeah.
It's like we just took down the pumpkins and now it's already boom, Christmas.
Right.
But if this is true, like people, I think people do act a little bit different. People seem to be a little more patient. And like you said, more generous. So hell, maybe we should make the whole goddamn year Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was the whole year, it wouldn't really like be as special. You know, I mean, that's what makes this part of the year special, is because it is the one time of the year where people do slow down and
get and act nice to each other.
Well, well in spaces, yeah. Not during shopping.
Or consider their fellow human being a little bit more, you know, uh-huh. And that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Christmas 2. In May.
That's what I'm saying. We can call it something else.
Yes.
Let's make a new holiday.
Well, they do have Christmas in July. Yeah, there's a song.
That's a thing?
No. If any of our listeners have any ideas about what we could have a holiday for, let us know. Something, I don't know, what month would be good? I'm trying to think as a teacher, like, when do I need a day off?
That's when I'm the most tired, around March. Anyway.
We interrupt your previously scheduled programming to bring you this special holiday presentation.
What child is this who's in office on Melania's lap is sleeping, whom devils meet with bribes so sweet while FBI surveilling? This is the Cheeto whose bodyguards all know the score. Haste to bring him down, the cheat, the liar, the clown. Bodyguards all know the score. Haste to bring him down, the cheat, the liar, the clown.
Winter's cold clutches grab at the final shreds of red, white, and blue flapping frayed as its tatters look down upon Washington, D.C. The wretched greed of a man sits ever so alone in his oblong office counting his ill-earned coin, unmoved by the agony of the masses outside his cold, white home. The last of his cowering servants had all returned home to their districts to share a meager holiday with the very constituents they had complicitly helped starve of protections, dignity, and sustenance. The wretched old man stands at the foot of his fireplace, glowing orange, though the flames are not lit. The Grinchly grin growing across his leathery face as he heads past his wife's bedroom towards his own, preparing to dream of all the ill-gotten riches and hope he had snatched that day.
Life is confusing. Sometimes you need clarification. Look no further than your fellow humans' tweets and memes and everything in between for life's sweet answers. And you no longer need to ask, what exactly do you mean?
From @Jabuki. How are people out here with no therapy, not taking any prescribed or illicit drugs, just raw dogging reality?
From @Rosamund. I want to get the same slack that your racist uncle does. Like, instead of, oh, he grew up that way, he's very traditional, can I get, oh, she just believes in a future that doesn't depend on white supremacy or the gender binary. It's fine.
This from at Turtle Kiosk. Self-care is officially over. We're doing drugs again.
From at No She Twittent. Give her what she really wants this holiday season. Debt to the patriarchy and real pockets in every dress and pair of pants.
From at Goddess. Conservatives won't get how hashtag all lives matter erases black people, but will argue passionately about how happy holidays erases Christmas.
From unknown. Damn, we the drunk uncles and aunts now, LOL.
From at Amy Dillon. I just volunteered for 1 hour at my son's school. And people, why aren't we giving teachers all the money?
From Oscar Wilde. True friends stab you in the front.
From at Oh No She Twittin. Christmas movies rebooted as Hanukkah movies. Home Shalom. A Christmas Carol King. It's a Wonderful Life When You Call Your Mother.
From at Sharvy67. My Thanksgiving / Hanukkah miracle will be if one day's supply of alcohol gets me through 8 days of my family.
That's so true. All
right.
That's why I always bring reinforcements.
The wretched old man awakens from his slumber, fumbling for the device at his bedside, intent on casting aspersions from across the globe with just a twittering of his gnarled hands. His face is illuminated by a bluish hue when another light begins to emanate from across the room. He cowers beneath his bedsheet from the sudden apparition as he begins to speak.
Bitch, crawl out from your cover. I am the ghost of your past, here to try and make sense of all this foolishness. Your daddy was a racist. You grew up with a silver teat in your mouth, but that's no excuse. What is it that has made you the cruel motherfucker you are? Listen up, Bonespur. Ain't nobody got time for that. Gotta be more than just privilege that's made you like this. Was it your childhood that did this? Cause I know lots of kids who grew up in horrible homes, broke as hell, surrounded by violence and terrible circumstances, and they didn't end up being fascist fucks or mass shooters. Do you even recognize anymore what the innocence of youth looks like? Childhood is hope. Play, learning, and connecting with the world around you. Look at yourself. Try to remember what that's about. Ya bitch. Remember. Remember. Remember!
All right, this week in Opinions Are Like Assholes, or the Christmas edition. Since we're doing a lot of reflecting on this year's, and we were talking earlier about, you know, some of the things that were hard this year for each of us personally. And, you know, just one story has been just nagging at me all year.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has roots in last year, you
of
know,
course.
The child separation story.
Yeah.
Call it a story, I guess. You know, what's happening at the border.
Reality.
Reality. What's happening at the border is just crazy. And what's happening in Mexico is crazy. With Cheeto's stay in Mexico policy, where, you know, asylum seekers who have a legal right to claim asylum are being forced to basically camp out on the Mexican border, you know, and waiting for their asylum processes to process. And of course, the administration is taking forever to do that. What is happening right now is a humanitarian crisis on our border. People are in desperate situations, and it's only getting worse. So much so that it's been recently reported that now children as young as 4 years old are being sent across the border without their parents because it's their last way that they can try to get their child into the United States.
Wow.
They just have no other way to get their child to safety. Mm-hmm. And they're sending their kids, you know, in some cases across by themselves with the hope that they'll be apprehended and then actually, you know, put into the system. And they're hoping maybe put someplace better than where they're at right now. This last year, even after the Cheeto administration stopped the child policy, the child separation policy, there's still been over 1,000 kids mm-hmm. that have been ensnared in this fucking system.
Yeah. And not to mention
even this year.
Yeah. Not to mention all the deaths.
Not to mention all the deaths and what and the violence that's being enacted on these poor people who are just trapped at the border. Mm-hmm. So it is very, very. The reason why all this came into my mind is because I know you saw this picture. We were talking about this. Kim, did you see the image that went viral of the Claremont United Methodist Church in California? They set up nativity scenes every year, like most churches do. But right. this one went viral because it had Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in three separate cages.
Wow.
And you can imagine the power. I can see it in your face right now of that image.
Wow.
Really caught people's attention and I think sends such a powerful message.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I just wanted to mention them on the show today. That the reason why this even came to mind is the Claremont United Methodist Church in California. During this holiday season, if you haven't seen the image, check it out, Google it.
Yeah.
And share, discuss, get out and vote. And hopefully 2020 will be a better year.
Vive la revolution! We continue to test Kim's linguistic labors in Spanish and focus on her lecciones learned. I thought it'd be fun to go over some Christmas vocabulary with Kim so that she can pick up some words to use this holiday season. I'll have a couple of Hanukkah and I think a Kwanzaa word in there as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready, Kim?
I think that's number two, isn't it?
We'll find out.
Okay, so.
First word, read it out loud.
Desear.
What do you think that means? Think of perhaps a cognate in English.
Dessert?
You can desear dessert if you have a sweet
tooth.
Yeah, you
most definitely can.
Oh, eat?
Mm-mm. No. To desire or to wish.
Oh, gosh. Now it seems so obvious.
Desire.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like wish. So if you were going to tell someone Merry Christmas, or I wish you a Happy Christmas, how would you say?
Yo deseo mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad.
Okay, good. Yeah. Except there's only one thing. You're going to put te because you're wishing I'm somebody wishing else. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna say that before you say deseo.
Te deseo.
Exactly.
Feliz Navidad.
There you go.
Yeah,
good job. Yay. All right, number two.
Oh my God, el chito tenía un citrón de muérdago.
The accent's on the E.
Oh, muérdago. So something dying, he's the centurion of death.
not far from the truth, but not this sentence. Sorry.
Yes, it's true. El chito tenía un cinturón de muérdago.
Muérdago.
Has a belt.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Of
muérdago. Hacen besos abajo de muérdago. Besos.
Kiss.
La cosa.
Oh, mistletoe.
There you go. All right.
Oh my gosh.
So, Cheeto has a belt made of mistletoe.
My God, that's awful.
Okay, next word.
Scary thought. Okay.
Invierno.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if freezing cave.
For those of you listening, Dave is acting it out here.
The wind, the cold wind, the breeze, the snow.
Primavera. Otoño.
Winter.
You got it.
Okay,
next.
What is that?
Oh my gosh. El candelabro es negro, rojo, y verde.
So you know your colors.
Yes. Okay, so I'm thinking that's Africa. African tribal colors. Red, black, mm-hmm. red, and green. Yeah. Kwanzaa.
Okay, but...
The Kwanzaa flag.
Okay, say that word out loud.
El candelabro. Candelabro. Sounds like candle to me.
Yeah, like a candelabra.
Oh, so yeah. Is it the Kwanzaa candle? What is that called? The kanak?
The candle holder. The
apparently
candle.
It's called the candelabro.
No, but I thought it was, it has another name. It starts with a K or something.
I call it a candle holder. Shit.
Candelico. No, I don't know.
All right. Next one.
Okay. Nieve.
Nieve.
Nieve. Nieve.
Nieve.
Nieve.
Nieve. Naive.
That's cognating it. No. This is not a cognate.
Okay, nieve. Mm.
Think of the context of all these words. They're winter.
Yes, I know, but I... Nieve.
It's the stuff that falls on the ground.
Oh, snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
And it can also mean like ice cream.
Yeah. Mm. Or a little raspas. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
Colgamos el calcetín. Navideño para ponerles regalitos. Colgamos. Okay. The nativity scene or something. The birth of the king. The porno king.
You're just going
king.
Through all the religious Christmas fables that you've heard in your life right now.
She just said porno king. How is that a fable?
Colgamos. We hang the
socks.
Oh, the stockings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us, it's not a stocking; it's a sock. So, which is the same thing. It's kind of
like a Christmas sock.
Yeah, it's a Christmas sock.
Okay, we hang the stockings or Christmas socks.
What's singular? There's no S.
Okay. Christmas sock for to put gifts.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know, it's funny. We don't have like a correct sound. All we have is a wrong sound effect.
That's messed up.
We
ding 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 ding.
We need to create a sound because she's like got a. I'm sorry.
That's messed
that was
up.
Not intentional shade. That was totally accidental shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, but it just reminds me. We need to make a sound. Where it's like yay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so
very good.
Anyway.
Yeah. So regalo is a gift, and regalito
is
a little gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
The wretched old man sits up cowering again in his sheets, covered in sweat and orange from the previous day's application. It must have been but a dream. Ghosts? What nonsense! Ghosts aren't real, he thought. They're like the poor, and he doesn't have time for them either. He gurgles a laugh and sits up at the side of his bed, feeling around with his feet, looking for his bunny slippers, made of real bunnies, when he looks down and sees the slipper's glistening eye blink at him as it begins to speak.
You're a real piece of working creature. Sad. But the worst part is it's not you. You're just a mirror that your followers love to see themselves reflected in. All your cronies up on a hill and those in the hills that have eyes have made you in their image. You probably don't even exist except in their collective minds to do their will. You may whistle and perk up the dog ears, but you're nothing but an idea, a personification of their hatred and their avarice.
The old man fearfully slides the shoe under his bed, but it emerges the other side, larger, more menacing, with its massive ears and whiskers sagging from the tearful earth's gravity tug.
Old man, look at what your people have done in your name. In creating you, they have spun countless storms of their own discontent to ravage the vulnerable. And though you have created this menace that you embody so sinisterly, it's not just they who are complicit. It's also the silent voices of those who do not counter your actions. The blood of children and the tears of their mothers also fall upon those who sat back in the 2016th year of our Lord, silent as foreign oligarchs trod upon the hope of the few. Look at all these children you put in cages, you false god. I dare you to feel anything for them or for any child.
This final SOSO for 2019 is for the human spirit, that energy in all of us that has been making it through, helping us survive day to day with all this world's trials and tribulations, and especially that energy from kids, like, and the three of us working with kids, we know, like, it's just unstoppable.
They are unstoppable.
Yeah, and so they're going to be our leaders someday. And so we've got to raise them right, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so let them lead the way, too.
Yes.
And one thing, we need to open opportunities for them to use their own imagination. Einstein said imagination is more important than...
Mm-hmm. Intelligence, was it?
It might have been intelligence, yeah. And I feel like our kids, from watching TV and watching... playing video games and everything, which I don't think there's anything wrong with, but in excess and not in check, you know, we contribute to them losing their imagination. So support ways that your child can ignite their imagination, because that breeds invention, and we need invention.
Yeah. We got to think out of the box, get out of this big ass box we're in.
Yes.
And so it's not going to be solved with logic, I don't think. It's gonna have to be our creative brain, so let's do this.
I think that necessity is the mother of all invention, and I think that we're getting to a point as a society where this generation coming up right now, they are up against it. They recognize it. They're seeing it. I think of Greta Thunberg. I think about her, you know, of course, winning the Time Person of the Year, rightfully so. You know, she's raising alarm bells, and she's 16.
Yes.
And she has Asperger's, and she's a hero, and she's an amazing speaker, and she got bullied by Cheeto, and yet she's just
graceful.
She's way graceful. Beyond anything Cheeto could ever aspire to be or what think that he could be. So, but I think about people like her. I think about, like you said, our students. I think about the kids, because hopefully this generation can get it right. Based on the fact that they recognize that they have to, like,
yeah,
there's no other choice. We have to fix some stuff that's been dying to be fixed. So the kids are leading the way.
Go kids.
Just like baby Jesus did all those years ago.
Maybe. If he existed. So, but if not, the idea of having somebody who
was... Well, Jesus definitely existed. Mm-hmm. But now, whether you believed he was the Messiah or not is debatable.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll debate that some other time.
Yes,
on
sorry.
Our Puente podcast, not on the final Christmas edition. We're not going to have a religious debate right now, you guys. We're going to drink this mezcal and say goodbye to the folks and let them and wish them a Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes.
And
happy
New
Hanukkah.
Year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. What else?
Chinese New Year.
Yes.
All of it.
What do the gays celebrate?
I mean, I know Chinese New Year's like in February.
Saturday.
But it's still winter. We digress.
You digress.
Okay, I digress.
I sloppy. All right, raise your glasses, bitches.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love
Here's
ya.
To 2020 yes. and revolution.
Loves.
The wretched man wakes again, this time more defiant, scanning the room for perhaps another visitor, but sees none. Then, as his eyes adjust to the darkness, a shadow upon the wall seems to undulate with breath. It grows, either larger or approaches, or both, and his defiance becomes stone, sinking to the pit of his irritable bowels. The specter opens its maw and hisses.
Look what you have wrought. See out the window. See the nothingness of debris. Even your precious coin is useless when there is nothing left to buy. The air is heavy with the sorrow of even the souls who baited your breath and those whose wide-eyed nods gathered around you in blinding crowds. There is nothing. 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 Even your friends on the hill are dead. Their spawn suffering by the hand of a poisoned earth, destroyed by the coin's weight and the war's spoiled soil. I see the fear in your eyes. I see the regret in your brow as you shake your head. Yes, you and yours have done this, but it's not too late. This is but a possible future. The power is not just in the hands of your ilk and those who continue to stand in your feeble path. You too can erase this possibility. The choice is yours. Take this snow globe with its shiny city on a hill. No man is irredeemable.
The old man takes the globe. Its gleaming surface shines in the black of his pupil, and his eyes reflect back into the perfect sphere. Gloss of moisture gathers on the bottom edge of his eyes, and he laughs, tossing the globe to the ground. Glass, water, and white flakes of fake snow exploding across the hard wooden floors. His laugh becomes deeper and deeper until it stops, with him clutching his chest, gasping for air. He frantically spins around, desperate for aid, but as always, he is alone. He drops to his knees, dragged down by the earth's pool, and slumps to the side. His white nightshirt moistened by the globe's spilled contents. And there he lay, alone, in the cold, while the world revolves around the sun. The moment, a mere blip on the cosmic line of time. The symptom fades. But what is there to take its place?
God rest ye terrible gentlemen and all the hell you've wrought. The earth will come and claim your form and all the wealth you've got. Your puppet masters watched with glee while all their dreams made flesh. Oh, the pendulum carries quite a punch. Karma's a punch. Oh, the people are coming for your lunch. Women and queers and POCs connecting are a force. Our numbers surely multiply and trample like a horse. Complacency to raise a fist and register a vote. Oh, the privilege of blindness of this bunch, dangerous bunch, and the people are coming for your lunch.
The damage irreversible has done what it has done. Civility and trust eroded by the orange one. Those who have not trod upon by those that do have mirth. But remember, the meek inherit the earth. Me with a punch, and the people are coming for your lunch. And the people are coming for your
Thanks again for listening to El Puente Podcast, an intersectional conversation where all our voices can meet.
Don't just sit there, stand up. Don't just listen, join the conversation.
On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon, or email us at bocamadremedia@gmail.com.